Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, Bishop will be up shortly. We're excited about you being here with us tonight. Elder Kevin Vaughn with you, ladies and gentlemen. We love the Lord on the network, and I know those listening all across the globe love the Lord, too. You better give God some praise. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We're excited about you being with us again tonight. Hey, the number, 347-843-4559. Ladies and gentlemen, I am convinced everybody on the planet needs. Matter of fact, if anybody's on the moon right now or Mars, wherever they're at, they need prayer as well. So seriously, though, ladies and gentlemen, everybody on the planet needs prayer tonight, and we thank God for the opportunity to be here with you tonight. And we just praise God for Bishop and also Dr. Crenshaw, who will be coming up a little later on, Bishop's wife. Powerful, powerful area, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, that number, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. We'll give it to you one more time, 347-843-4559. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, if you're online, we are very sensitive to this. If you do have a prayer request specifically that you'd like to share tonight, we'll open up the lines a little later on, and you'll be glad to share that with Bishop if you don't mind, if you like. So thank you so much. Just hit *1 on your phone, *1 on your phone, or if you have a comment, you know, or a question too as well, we'll entertain that as well in Jesus' name. So ladies and gentlemen, the number 347-843-4559. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop. We get ready to go to the Word, ladies and gentlemen. We're ready to go to the Word. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, the Word of God tonight, we want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Proverbs 3 tonight or whenever you can, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to read a portion of that tonight, verses 1 through 8, Proverbs 3. 1 through 8, I want to encourage everybody to read the entire chapter as you're led to do that in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go to the Word, ladies and gentlemen. My son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. Isn't that powerful? That's pretty simple right there, ain't it? My son, forget not thy law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. For a length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Amen. Who wouldn't want that, right? Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart. Amen. Thou shalt find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Wow. Praise God. Trust in the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In thy ways acknowledge, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Let me read that one again, please. That's verse 6 of Proverbs chapter 3. In all thy ways acknowledge him. That means praise him, thank him for everything, and he shall direct thy path through the power of the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, I am a believer of that one. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Amen. And verse 8 says, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all give God a hand clap of praise for his word. His word is amazing and awesome. Yeah. Praise God. Amen, amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't mind, put your hands together in your hearts and minds for the bishop tonight. Thank you so much, Bishop, for being with us again. God bless you, sir.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We glorify your name. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We give you praise for all your marvelous work. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus for your healing power, your deliverance and saving and keeping power. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. So shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth, shall not return unto you void. But it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper into the thing which you sent it. And Father, you have sent your word and it healed them, God. And we give you thanks for it, Father, because you was wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was upon it. But with your stripes we are healed. We thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for those that are sick and afflicted, those that may be healed, God, that you may heal their bodies. You will heal their mind, Father, in the name of Jesus, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you, Lord, for sound minds tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God.
and we pull into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We pray against Miller illness tonight. And Father God, we cast down that spirit in the name of Jesus, because you paid the ultimate price on Calvary. You paid the ultimate price by raising up out of the grave with all power in your hand. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for families tonight. Father God, we pray for husbands, wives, mothers, and sons and daughters. Father, we pray tonight in the name of Jesus that, God, you will unite, you will renew, you will restore. And, Father, we thank you for your healing power tonight. Father, we pray for that man that may have cancer, that diabetes, high blood pressure, all other types of disease. We pray against it tonight. And Father, we thank you for your mighty power. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your delivering power. We call those things that be not as though they already are. We give you praise in advance, God, for the miracles. We give you praise in advance for the healing of the bodies, God. We give you praise in advance for healing and deliverance and setting free right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, O Heavenly Father. Father, we pray for that mother tonight as you strengthen and encourage her. God, give her the endurance, God, in the name of Jesus, and let her know that no weapon that formed against himself be able to prosper. And Father, we give you praise for your word. You watch over your word to perform it. And Father God, we come in agreement tonight with your word. We stand on your word tonight, and we pray for families tonight. Father, we pray for our government. We pray for our America, God. We pray for the President of the United States. We pray for our senators, God. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for the pastors, God. We pray for their congregation. Father God, we pray for that man that may not even know Jesus tonight. We pray, God, that you would test his heart and change his mind, and God, that he will surrender to you. And Father, we thank you for that child, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the protection, God, that child that may have gone away from home and parents may not know, nobody know where they are. But God, we pray for their protection right now. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, reveal, expose, and destroy every evil work of the enemy. Reveal it, expose it, and destroy. Father, we thank you tonight. We pray, O Heavenly Father, for those that are in the hospitals everywhere, whether it be in a mental hospital, whether it be in a regular hospital, those that may be on their deathbed. Father, we pray, God, that you would give them life and life more abundantly. Lord, we thank you right now that you would give them extended life in this earth, God. We know that you are a healer. We know that you're able, God. But, God, we stand in the gap, and we intercede on their behalf, God. And we ask you, oh, God, to be merciful, oh, God, and extend and give them another chance. Father, we thank you tonight. We pray, oh, Heavenly Father, and we repent of all our sins, our shortcomings, our failures, God, missing you, God. We pray, oh, Heavenly God, that you will open our eyes and open our hearts to receive that which is righteousness. And, Father, we thank you, God. Open our eyes to knowledge and open our ears and understanding to wisdom. And, Father, let us seek after righteousness. Let us seek after the knowledge of God. Let us seek to know, God, what is going on in this earth realm, that you will reveal it to us and you will give us an open heart to receive your word, that we can see and stand on your word. We can decree and declare in spite of whatever the situation is, in spite of the COVID-19, in spite of the pandemic, that Father, that you will give us the confidence that you said that you would never leave us nor forsake us, but you would be with us always, even unto the end of the world. And God, we thank you right now. We praise you right now. We adore you right now. We thank you for life, health, and strength, food. We thank you our children are blessed. We thank you our children are blessed. We thank you, God, our neighbors, our communities, our cities, our country, our state, God. And we pray, oh, Heavenly Father, that you would change the minds of the people, God, that we would think We think no harder in ourselves than we ought. But God, we thank you, God, that you will keep us meek and humble. Keep us meek and humble. Don't let us think more highly of ourselves than we ought. Oh, God, keep our minds open to your word, open to your will. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now that we will walk in the thing that you have promised for us. And God, you said your word, you wish above all things that we may prosper, be in health, even as our soul prosper. We thank you, God, that we have a prosperous soul. We thank you, God, that we have a prosperous mind. We have a prosperous life. We have a prosperous home in our neighborhood. We have a prosperous life. And, Father, we thank you, our children's life will be prosperous. Our children's life will be prosperous. God, that we will leave a generational blessing for our generation. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. God, we thank you for every door that's already swung open. We thank you for every blessing that you send our way. We thank you for every miracle, every life that you taught, and God, that they're reaching out to be a blessing to somebody else. We give you praise tonight, oh Heavenly Father. We remember those that are less fortunate than we are. We pray, God. We pray, God, for that man that may be on the street tonight. Don't even know where he is. Don't know how he got there. But Father, you are all knowing, and there is no secret that you don't know about. You're able to fix that problem, God. You're able to solve that problem in their lives. And Father God, we pray for families, the guy tonight that you are reading our night, them, bring them closer together as never before. And Father, we give you praise. We glorify you for the body of Christ. We pray for the body of Christ, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will move mighty in this season in life, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we glorify you for your goodness, your food, the shelter, and the clothes. Oh, God, we thank you for everything that you have blessed us with. But God, we give you praise for it in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh Heavenly Father, for the children, even as they're praying, going to school. We ask for your protection, God. Cover us in your blood, God, in the name of Jesus. Don't let us walk around in fear. Don't let us walk around in doubt. Don't let us walk around in confusion. But God, open our hearts to you and believe you in spite of every situation in our lives, that we would trust in you, Lord. We would depend on you, God. Your word said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. God, you order our steps. Every step we make, every move we make, every idea we come up with, God, order our minds. And God, in the name of Jesus, as you direct us each and every moment, God, that we will walk in our blessed season. We will walk in the promise of the God that we will be the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. God, we thank you for health. We thank you for good health. We thank you for long life in the name of Jesus. We pray for teachers' wives. We pray for those that God, in the name of Jesus, are working in the front lines, in the grocery stores, in the hospital. Father, we pray for those that are sick, that God, that you will heal them. And Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, strengthen us, God. Open our eyes as a miracle, God. Open America's eyes, God, that we receive you, God, that we will put you on the forefront of our lives. And God, we thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for every blessing that's coming down the pipeline even now. The things that we have not seen, but we have prayed for. The things that we have asked you for, and we have not received yet, God. But we give you praise in advance, because we know that you're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you have to repent. If you said it, you will bring it to pass. And we thank you, God, in advance, and we praise you. We pray for our nation. We pray for those in Africa. We pray for those all over the world. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep our minds in perfect peace. Keep our minds stayed on you. Heavenly Father, we thank you We give you praise and we glorify your name as you continue to bless our families, as you continue to bless our families, God, our natural family, our spiritual family. Father, continue to bless us in a great and mighty way. And Father, we forever give you praise. And when you bless us, we will bless others, God. As you've already done, we will continue to bless somebody else. And we thank you for it. And we give you praise. In Jesus' name, we stand in agreement with that mother tonight. Stand in agreement with that father, that child. That man is incarcerated. That woman, that mother, that child is incarcerated tonight. That is somebody's daughter, somebody's son, somebody's father, somebody's mother. God, we pray and we stand in it, in agreement for them tonight. And Father, we know that you're able to work it out. Work it out, Jesus. Work it out for the good. And we give you praise. And we thank you for it right now as we give you praise. In Jesus' name, it is so. And we thank you for it, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. He just prayed for everybody, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody in your family, pray for yourself. And we just thank God I received that for my home and for myself as well, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you have as well. This is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, again, I want to mention if you're on the line and you do have a prayer request, hit star one on your phone. I'll put you in queue, star one, if you want to share or have a comment tonight for Bishop as well. So we thank God for you. And we're excited about what Bishop just prayed over us, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Can't be stopped with the prayers of the bishop. Amen. Amen. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we always, always love to hear from Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. And at this time, we're going to open up her mic. Doc, thank you so much for being with us again as well. Thank you. Bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those of you that are on tonight. And thank God for the prayer that Bishop prayed. And we know that we have been, this is the month of March that we recognize and celebrate Women History. So I just want to encourage the women of God tonight, and those of you that are listening, and I'm sure the words that will be spoken will also encourage other brethren as well. But I just want to share some moments of inspiration as it relates to the identity of Christ that's on the inside of us. There's a likeness of him that's on the inside of every woman, and I pray to God that you will be empowered by those women that have gone before us, even biblically, that their life and what they represented will be able to inspire us. So I want to encourage you to be an Esther, bold and courageous, enough to stand for the truth, to voice your opinion and fight for the good of others, even when it means to sacrifice yourself. If God has put you in a position, it is for a purpose. Never be afraid to heed to that inner voice. Be a Ruth, loyal in all of your relationships. Walk the extra mile and don't quit when things get tough. Someday you'll see why it was all worth the effort. Be a Lydia. Let your homes be open. Let your hands be generous. Let your hearts be big enough to help anyone in need. Joy is greatest when it is shared. Be a Hannah. Never cease to pray. It will never be in vain. Be a Mary, humble and submissive. You don't have to be great for God to use you. You just need to obey. Be a Dorcas. Use your talents, however small it may seem, that will bring a smile on someone's face. You'll never know how much it can mean to someone who's in pain. Be an Abigail. Remember how each decision can turn your life around for good or for bad. Be wise. Be an Elizabeth. Never doubt what God can do. Miracles do happen. Be a Mary Magdalene. Never let your mistakes and judgment of other people stop you from experiencing true joy in Jesus Christ. Be a Rebecca. Never forget that true beauty that lies within. Draw your man closer to God through your character. Finally, be a daughter after God's likeness. Be pure-hearted. Allow your inner beauty to overshadow your outward appearance. God bless you and all of the ladies out there. I encourage you, empower you through the name of the Lord. Praise God to allow the greatness that God has put on the inside of you to rise up and be the example for other women. Praise God. There's greatness in each and every one of us, every brother, every sister. God has placed something on the inside of us, and it is that season. It is that time that we would arise up and allow God to use every gift, and I can't say it enough, every gift and every talent that he has put down on the inside of you. Don't let it go to waste. Don't let it go to waste. There is greatness in you. There is greatness in you. There is greatness in you. Never put down your own, never put down yourself. Know that there's something in you that God can use. Never look down on yourself and not allow other people to look down on you. Allow God to raise you up and use every gift and talent he has put on the inside of you. Christ loves you. Praise the Lord. Our ladder is going to be greater than our former. I encourage everybody that's listening tonight. Our ladder is going to be greater. And we need to praise God for it. Praise God. We need to worship God for it right now, that our ladder is going to be greater than our former. Praise God. Don't let what God has put on the inside of you go to waste. It's time to rise up and be about our Father's business. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen, Dr. Crenshaw. Boy, I received that, ladies and gentlemen. You better thank God for that word tonight. Amen, amen. Amen, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. And ladies and gentlemen, Bishop says so many times, never give up on the word, ladies and gentlemen. Never give up. I love it when he says that, ladies and gentlemen. Never give up. Don't quit on the word, ladies and gentlemen. So let's give the Lord a hand, a cup of praise for Bishop's wife, Dr. Crenshaw, for sharing with us tonight. Amen, amen. God bless you. Woo. Amen, amen. God bless you, bless you. Amen. Bishop, back to you, sir. God bless you.
God bless you. Praise the Lord for Dr. Crenshaw and that awesome word of encouragement. And I would say to her, thank God for the woman of God, the woman of wisdom and a woman of courageous. And we give God the praise as we walk in faith and not by sight. God bless you tonight. Know that we love you. We are praying for you. And God has not finished with you yet. So hold on. Don't you give up. Keep on moving forward. Because there's yet many, many more blessings to come. God bless you.
Oh, thank you so much, Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, tonight. Thank you so much for being with us on Prayer Time, which is a global air. Ladies and gentlemen, this is heard around the globe, and we thank God for the opportunity for Bishop and Dr. share with us today. I love it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I want to leave you real quickly. We didn't want to keep you long, but we want to thank God for this wonderful day today. We thank God for those who are listening later on, as we always want to recognize as well, for those who hit the record later as well. And we're just excited about what God is doing all across the globe, according to his name, according to his will and glory, in Jesus' mighty name. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to also have a great rest of the evening. Also want you to have a powerful and productive Friday. And as we go into the weekend, get ready, get ready, get ready for the best is yet to come, as Bishop says and Doc says, the best is yet to come. And I'm going to leave you with a quick song. Travis Green says, everything God does is intentional. Amen.
That's it. We're about to go out with a bang. Y'all ready? Hands up, real quick. I know that all things are working for my good, yeah, he's intentional, never failing, all things are
working for my good,
he's intentional, hey, and he's
never failing,
all things are working for my good.
Intentional.
Now is intentional. Yeah, never failing. Sing that out, sing
all these things are working for my good.
Cause he's intentional. Hey, and he's never failing. I can smile again, and I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Come on, sing that out, say that.
I don't have to worry, cause
it's working for me. Yeah,
it's working for me.
And I can hold my head up. Hey, get your confidence back. Think I don't have to worry.
For me.
Hey, my faith is rising now.
It's working for me.
And although I can't see how,
it's working for me.
I know that he's intentional.
We look forward to having you again. The Lord willing, we'll be back on Saturday morning, ladies and gentlemen, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also Saturday, Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Saturday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we go out. God bless you. Have a great evening, everybody. Take care. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop. Thank you.